Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I slept after 3 a.m. for obvious reasons. I think I was with Mr. Ubalo. The way he's laughing. Yes, I took a nap at around 10:30 so that I wake up at 1 to watch Brazil playing against Morocco. Yeah, but when I went to bed at 10:30, I really prepared to sleep. You know you're in bed, but you're not, you know, so it was a waste. Then at 12:55, the alarm goes off. I go to catch what? The game. So I go to bed like 10 minutes after 3. By around 5:30, I was awake. Glory be to God. Amen. But the Lord is what? He's good. Hallelujah. Yes, Brazil, we should get another team. Maybe let's watch Spain and we see, but glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There are some people here who don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, but God, are you interested in what is going on, Bob? 50-50. Yeah, if you're not, don't get in there. It's not worth it. Hallelujah. Don't get in there. Okay? Lydia got into soccer, and you heard the news from what? London. Okay? Don't get into those football things. If you're not in them, glory be to God. Some is okay wishes he hadn't entered them. Hallelujah. You know, the moment you get in, it's like you can't come out. Hallelujah. Yeah, but anyway, it brings joy, you know. The adrenaline, glory be to God. Yeah. Mr. Kalibala, good to see you. Yeah, we have been communicating with Mr. Kalibala. We have never communicated this much for all the years he has been here. But now we've been communicating on WhatsApp, not talking. I send him a link, he watches, he gets back to me. Those links that were all what? Hallelujah. Yeah, yesterday he discovered where he came from. So, yes, Otinga. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, so I don't know what now he's thinking about. He think, well, I'm which tribe? Well, I'm which tribe? All right? But he got to learn that what? That is a Western. Hallelujah. I don't know if you told your mother-in-law. Glory be to God. So it's good to... Hallelujah. But again, those things also, don't listen to them if you're not what? You can get so many thoughts and what? Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, but the bottom line is this thing called tribalism. It's fake, man. It's fake. Okay, when you are against people who don't like you, who don't look like you, people whose grandparents lived somewhere else and yours lived another place, when you study this thing, you realize that this whole stuff is fake. Amen? Hallelujah. Let us be one people, especially if you are born again. If you're born again, we're one family, isn't it? Hallelujah. One Father in heaven. We are a family. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are what? A family. So there shouldn't be divisions amongst us based on these tribes of Uganda. Hallelujah. Amen. We are children of God, as 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says. Okay? Which we talked about last week, okay? It says that, behold, what manner of love the Father God has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. We are children of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are all children of who? We are all children of God. So there shouldn't be divisions amongst us based on tribes, based on names, based on accents, you know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As Mr. Kalibala discovered. Glory be to God. Amen. Did I tell you a story of your brother's surveyor? Yes, I told you. So his brother's lands surveyor. So I meet him in Insasa. Then we begin to talk. That time I just began to start learning Rutoro. So then I asked him, what's your tribe? Ugwe, tribe Yoshi. Then told me he's a Muganda. Then we talked a little bit some more. Then he told me that, but wait a minute. A month prior, so he tells me the story. Okay? He got into these things of trying to, it's called what? In Rutoro, it's called Okutonda. Like to find out where you came from, your great-grandfather, you know those things, eh? Tamblango Muganda, eh? Uh-huh. Now you understand that. So, yes, as a family, they're doing their family tree. Uh-huh, that's the one, family tree. Then they judge the other one. Then they watch, well, you know. Then now they discover now one of the some grandfather, okay? Yes, lived in Omobende. So they went there, okay? And by the way, that's where they stopped. That's where the family tree stopped. Okay? Mubende is Baganda, isn't it? And Banyoro, Banyarwanda, Bator, yeah. And so, now when they go to Mubende, they go to news, man. That, that gentleman, Jajawa Moli, you know, was a Mhororo. Okay? Was a Mhororo, like he came from Mpororo, Duzin. In fact, Kalibala, after yesterday, he knows there, he knows that place very well. Glory be to God. You know, so the girl was laughing, saying, man, these things, all these years, these people, you know, Tata Ali Muganda, Jaji Ali Muganda. So they did those family tree, ended up, and they stopped there. Now, when they got there, they couldn't trace father. But they go to learn that the gentleman had come from where? Mpororo. You understand? And all of us were like that. Glory be to God. Amen. So I don't know now, you know. So now, so I'm sure now the guy has, if he had like issues in the past, I'm sure now he doesn't have issues with what? With people from Mpororo and their neighbors. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we are children of God, okay? And by the mere fact that we are children of God, it shows that God loved us to make us his children, isn't it? Hallelujah. Remember, we were sinners. Okay, Romans 5:8 says that. Romans 5 verse 8. Okay, now I'm not going in order of how I listed my verses. Romans 5 verse 8 says that God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Okay? Christ didn't die for good people. Okay? We always do things for good, what? To people, isn't it? Rarely do we do things for bad people because we're like, they don't deserve it. Isn't it? Okay? We do good to those who are good because, yeah, they deserve it. So we thank, you understand, yeah? Okay? Yeah, but now, while we are yet sinners, okay? Christ died for us, okay? To forgive us our sins and to remove them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only what? Begotten Son to die for us. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, when you get used to this, you've been born again for years, you hear, for God so loved the world. John 3:16. At a certain point, it can cease to mean much to you. Okay? But when you consider where he got us from and into what he took us, okay, then you realize that, man, this thing, it's a big deal. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says that God, he has delivered us from the power of what? Darkness. Hallelujah. God has delivered us from what? The power of darkness. Who remembers a gentleman called Immanuel Emmy? Was that his name? Immanuel Emmy. I think it was called Immanuel. Okay? Mr. Barlow, don't you remember that gentleman? Okay. Do you remember a book called Delivered from the Power of Darkness? Yeah, the author. Okay, this generation should read that book. But I don't know where it is, where you can what? Find it. But there must be PDF versions online. Okay, this guy, man, was in satanic stuff. He used to do things. Change into a cat. Snake. Hallelujah. And then he got saved one day. Basically, he was in the power of what? Darkness. Then he got saved. Then he wrote his story, man. The things he used to do. The things they used to do. Okay? It is possible that I read that book before I got born again. It was popular in the early 90s, you know, man, those books, man. I'm sure they won so many people to Christ. And they helped to put people in order. Hallelujah. People in order. Like, but you're playing, those who are playing around with the world. Amen. Yeah, but I should get that book and what? Read it again. Hallelujah. So anyway, Jesus delivered us from the power of what? Darkness. Now, the power of darkness is essentially the kingdom of darkness, which is the kingdom of the devil. Okay? So just imagine a kingdom whose king is the devil. Do you understand? You know, now, you think about everything bad and evil, multiply it by a billion. All that is in the devil. Okay? Now, imagine him. You are under his reign. Do you understand? Of course, there are things you have to get time, sit under a tree and think about, like, contemplate about them. Hallelujah. Buganda had a king called Mutesa I, I think he was. Okay? Mutesa. You know what Okutesa means? Eh? It's a good thing, isn't it? Yeah? Utese, let us negotiate. Let us, basically, togele, let us talk. Okutesa. Hmm? But that wasn't his first name, isn't it? His first name was what? Mukavya. Mukavya what? But the one I know is Mukavia. Okay? Those of you who know Uruganda, please tell your neighbor who doesn't know Uruganda what Mukavia means. Mukavia means someone who makes to cry. Okukavia. You didn't know?
No, I
was asking. The guy was called what? Mukavia. Do you understand? When you hear those stories of kings, how they used to like operate. In fact, when the white man first came here, they wrote stories that, man, those kings, man, guys were bad. And all of them, by the way, Bunyoro, Toro, Ankole, all of them were bad. You've heard of those stories there were kingdoms in Western Uganda and beyond. Okay? The king's spear would never touch the ground. Huh? It is so precious, it doesn't touch the ground. So now, if he wants to put it down, what does he do?
You don't know.
So there must be with someone's foot. Then the what? His, now, just imagine such, and it was normal practice. Do you understand? So when you hear these things, you try to wonder why people want kings to come back. Because if you know what those guys were doing, you were owned. You didn't have free. You were owned. You know, and the owners were bad guys, man. Bad men. Do you understand? But now I guess if they come back, the system now has a bit what? We kept them at bay. Okay? They can't do that now. Okay? But maybe if you keep them around longer, man, they can regain their power. Anyway, you see, now the devil. Okay? Joseph Unsoroga, who told me, and it's on YouTube, that the first time he went under the water to meet the devil, okay? Grace Vega's friend is the one who took him there. Okay? The guy said, man, they walked in there. You know, it was another world. But there's a world under there. Okay? Man, they walked in there. All of a sudden, they looked like animals. Like he looked at this guy who was taking him, and he had become some animal, man. The guy knew, you know, Bulwind. Then they go to a place, it was like they were walking on barbed wire, man. Do you understand? Now, this is the kingdom from which we were delivered. You understand? Then he said, well, the devil was seated on a throne. Well, it was anyway, you got to listen to those things. So when you think about this thing, you appreciate what the Lord did for us. Okay? We were in that kingdom. We hadn't yet experienced the real deal, but we were in the kingdom. Okay? Destined to experience that. Hallelujah. I remember the story of a man who died, okay? Died and went to hell, man. But I think it's a joke, okay? But it helps you to understand. And he died, went to hell. Man, life was bad there, man. Then he told the devil that this is not the movie I was shown on earth. Like how nice what? Hell is. Guess this is not the, this is not what I watched. Then the devil assured him that you watched a pirated movie. Hey, this is the rule. Hallelujah. Amen. Geza Kenzo, some stupid musician. Okay? He depicted what hell is like some time ago, like 2 years ago. He had an event, Kololo. But you are, you know, when you're not born again, there's a way in which you're veiled. The guy did a rude demonic thing. There's a friend of mine who told me that he was around Kololo that day, okay? But he didn't know what was happening at the airstrip, that there was that show. But the guy said, but he felt there was something very evil in the air that day at that time. It was later, I think the following day on Sunday, that he saw man, what Kenz had done. The guy had, and guys were there, umbusele, you know, which, but you know that thing. Hey, did you hear about it? What, anyway, these things are there, but maybe you have what? Yeah. Okay? That is why you should stay away from what? These secular musicians. When they tell you that we set your laws, do you know what they are saying? They already sold their souls to the devil, Chagua, like sealed, and now there's nothing to lose because they lost it already. Then they sing a song, City of Lords. Then you also join City of what? You know, eh? You know, eh? Ndibo, see what have you been to, you know, eh? Mazima Wamvu. You know, eh? They're telling you, you know, eh? Then they deny that, but has anyone, how can you go underwater and you remain alive? They're just trying to what? So we stay away from those things. Hallelujah. Amen. There was an evil thing that surfaced last week or the other week. Some school, I think, on Entebbe Road. Real devil, like proper, like, you know, eh? And now their parents, you know, maybe they even went and washed and what. And they celebrated, then they even gave him money. You understand? But, like, how blind can you be? Did you see those things? Real demonic stuff. Okay? If I was a parent, had a child there, that was a sign that man, you know, get out real quick. Hallelujah. The school is what? Power of the kingdom of darkness. Okay? The devil will always, okay, reveal himself. You know, always. What all those guys were into demonic worship, they will always do some kind of thing to show you. And for his, I know it's culture. You know. But there was nothing about culture. It was real Satanism, occultism. Hallelujah. Now, we were delivered from what? From that kingdom. We were delivered from that kingdom. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus. So God loved us so much, okay, that while we were sinners in that kingdom, he came and he did what? He delivered us out of it. Okay? And remember, we hadn't done any good. So we didn't deserve it. We hadn't done any. We were evil. We were, you know, eh? Hallelujah. And he took us out. Glory be to God. He not only took us out of there, but he conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Okay? Hallelujah. He didn't just take us out, but he took us out and also ushered us into the kingdom of his Son. Okay, the kingdom of where Jesus is king. This wonderful Jesus, isn't it? Hallelujah. And of course, a time is going to come when we shall live with him, live with God forever and ever and ever in bliss. As some people will be in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Now for us, we are delivered from that bad forever and ever and ever. Okay? Ushered into the good forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Isn't that love? Hallelujah. I mean, you have to put, when you hear this thing of God, love does, you have to put it in what? Perspective. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, it is not just shallow stuff that this was, and when he did this, it's like, oh, everything else was finished, done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? God loves us, isn't it? God loves us. Hallelujah. And we need to take time to pray, okay? You don't pray a complicated prayer, okay? Just pray, man, God help me to comprehend how much you love me. Glory be to God. Okay? Because, brother, this is the most important thing in life, to comprehend how much God what loves you. That's why Paul, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, he prays for the church at Ephesus that I kneel. Okay? By the way, when was the last time you knelt while praying? Pentecostals. Hallelujah. Okay? Sometimes you should, you know, Hallelujah. Kneeling, it's a sign of humility. Okay? You're letting him know that you're my what? You're my Lord. You're my master. Okay? And in that regard, Baganda have a very good what? It's called what in Uganda? Okay? The idea of what? Kneeling. Glory be to God. Duator also, David. Hallelujah. Okay? Kneeling, you know. Okay? You come to daddy, you kneel. What a moti, you know. Okay? Yes, but it's good. Okay, you see, all these cultures have a lot of good, but at the same time, they have a lot of bad. Okay? So, you take the good, and you leave the what? The bad. Hallelujah. Don't throw away everything. No. There are good things God placed in what? In all the cultures of the world. Do you understand? So now when you embrace another culture, like a Yabazungu, Magara Kubanga Bazungu, and it's okay. Hallelujah, it's what? It's okay. Belanga Boyaga, like, you understand? Okay, but now don't say that, all the other stuff is bad, bad. No. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with kneeling before your parents, kneeling in prayer. Paul used to kneel. Have you ever thought about it, Unkwanz? He used to kneel when praying. Okay? But I guess sometimes he never knelt. Okay? But kneeling is what? It's very good. Okay? When we left St. John, about St. Who, we throw away all those things of kneeling, you know. But there's nothing wrong with what? Kneeling in prayer. Glory be to God. So now Paul says that, I kneel, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is what? Named. So there's a family in heaven, isn't it? Okay? The saints who have gone on before us, they're in heaven. Then there are saints, we who are still here on earth. Okay? Hallelujah. So it's one what? So just imagine now, the guy is in what? Heaven. Eh? The family that went to heaven, migrated to heaven, discriminating against us. You understand? Because for us, maybe, tetrina, glory, clothes, tibagalaku, they despise us. You understand? Just because bagenda whatever umubende. You understand? Anyway, that's a by the way. So there's a family, children, young people. There's a family in heaven. Okay? And there's a family on earth. But it's all one family with one Father God. So Paul prays to our Father that he will grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of what? Okay, so it is saying that God's love for us is so high, so deep, so wide. Okay, but now he's praying to God the Father, okay, that he would enable the saints in Ephesus to comprehend that love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And that should be our, and that is God's desire for us, to comprehend how much he loves us. Glory be to God. Amen. God loves us. Hallelujah. Amen. There's some languages which bring out, when you use those what? Languages, they better bring out that love bit. Okay? Like Uswahili. Okay? Mungu what? Anatupenda. Eh? Anatupenda sana. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lydia, you come and say it, okay? For like her accent is closer to those guys because she lived in Kenya as a child. Okay? Mungu anatupenda. You know, when you listen to man, those Swahili, come. Those Swahili songs, man. There's a way in which, you know, Swahili, isn't that so? Just, there's something about it, Something about the language. Glory be to God. You see, Mungu anatupenda, you will feel, Mungu anatupenda sana, you know. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah.
Mungu anatupenda sana. Mungu anatupenda sana. Sana. Not sana.
Okay, but anatupenda. That is a key word. Hallelujah. Natukunda. Does it sound like anatupenda? It does, Natukunda. Kati yo ajwi. Balo, does it sound like anatupenda? Natukunda. Okay. Natugonza. How does that sound? Natugonza. Atwagala. What about that one? It's also nice. But an atupenda is better. It's harsh that you have changed. We began when you're telling me that, yeah. So now you're saying it's harsh. An atupenda, like, He's like Bachiga speaking. Anatupenda sana, you know, But you can see emphasis. Ogumile, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. But the point I'm trying to make is that God loves us. Hallelujah. God loves us so much. Hallelujah. Maybe I should say God loves you. So my you as an individual now. Hallelujah. You're his beloved. He loves you. Hallelujah. Okay? When you think there are people down here who don't love you, some people you think they should love you, but they don't love you. And sometimes it is just what? Misconception. Someone loves you, but you misconceive that one. He starts saying they hate me. You understand? Hallelujah. Like especially what? With kids. Okay? One day, Manzi wakes up. Daddy loves me. Okay? Then the next time, needs some spanking. Daddy spanks. Then say, they love me. Because he inflicted what? Pain. But you should understand that that pain is actually love. Do you know that even God also, what? Hey. Hallelujah. I tell you here on earth, which reminds me, this song, Bamalaika Muguru, Bayimba, Hallelujah. Yeah, like I don't know why we have to do 80% of Bamalaika Muguru, Bayimba what? Hallelujah. Then 20% have a local constituency, you understand? What is God more interested in? To tell him that Bamalaika Bamusinzo Wafi. You understand? You understand? Yeah, so we're telling him, Bamalaika Muguru Baku. Bamalaika Muguru Baku. God wants Fetumugambi. Do you understand? That's why times when we sing that song, I what? Motion to people that enough of a locally, like, good of a local enough to it's good to do Bamalaika, but there should be to buy away you 10%. Nifi, fi. Woman, now, what chilaba? Yes, we sit in the car, chilaba. You understand? But I appreciate that. Bamalaika Muguru, there's a way in which it sounds more. But just because God agala fitumusi, you know, the family here on what? Hey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that just shows you that I often think about what I'm singing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bridget is like, but there's no difference. Like, I mean, we're worshiping God. Yes. No, no. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves you, Bob. Hallelujah. There are times when your wife, when you misconceive that what? Okay. You be like Naye. God loves me. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. There's someone in this church who, like a gentleman, okay, testified a few years ago that the husband, rather, that the wife was saying that, you don't love me, don't love me. I think Neozako. Then one day, someone, I think a friend of theirs, got a dream. And in the dream, okay, and the message was like, this gentleman loves the wife. And that delivered the gentleman from the what? Bali Bamuli Ubizi. Hallelujah. Who remembers that testimony? Glory be to God. Hey, so, hallelujah. I hope the wife will receive the message because Lucy Bagana. Hallelujah. Okay, that is Mr. Barrow's field. Hallelujah. But God loves us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you see, when you comprehend that the Lord loves you, okay, it is automatic you will love him back. Hallelujah. And the extent to which you comprehend his love for you is a, you know, you will love him in the same what? Proportion. Glory be to God. So if you want to love God so much, okay, maybe you can start with this prayer. That God help me to comprehend how much you love me. Glory be to God. And you see, this knowing that God loves you, man, it will take you through a lot. Okay? When you walk through the flood, the water, the fires of life, man, if you get in there and you don't know that the Lord loves you so much, man, you won't handle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But when you go through the troubles of life and you are like, I'm going through this with him who loves me. Amen? Yeah, you won't think that the end of the world has come. You know, hallelujah. Amen? The things which come, some are brought by the devil, some are brought by human beings. You understand? The troubles of life, okay? Which we, the family that is on earth is experiencing. Balibamala. Those who are in heaven, the family in heaven, for them they finish man. Now it is us. Okay? We need to know that the Father loves us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And like I said, when you get to know that he loves you, you will love him in return. Isn't it? Hallelujah. There's a scripture to that effect, okay? 1 John 4, 4:9 or 4:10. Or 4:19. Okay, yeah, this one. He says that we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. We love him before he first what? He first loved us. He loved us by delivering us from the kingdom of the devil. Okay? We couldn't help ourselves. We were actually devil worshippers in one way or the other. And someone loved us so much that, in fact, he became a man so that he dies for our sins. Can you imagine the God of the universe? Okay? The God who created the universe, the God who's all powerful, the God who's all knowing, the God who owns it all. Okay? because of me. Okay? The God who created people. Okay? Because of me, he decided to become a man. You understand? To become a man so that he can what? Have blood. So that he sheds his blood. So that he dies for me. Glory be to God. For you. You understand? Now when you get, it's like, let me give an example. You know, we don't like, but just imagine like Museveni or like the Kabaka. And they decide to stoop so low so that they can what? They can get goodness to you. You understand what I mean? Okay? I mean, God became a man. People slapped him. They spat at him. Can you imagine? He who created the universe. He who created heaven. He who existed before heaven was there. He decided to become a human. Hallelujah. Just imagine now you, like maybe you see ants what? Fighting. Huh? You can just step on, you know them, man, what? Then you are like, man, you want to deliver them. So you become a ant, man. Okay? Now, if ants understand that, man, this guy was being up, then has become to deliver us. Man, the ants will love you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We love because he what? First loved us. Okay? When I talk about this, I remember we have a neighbor at home in Nsasa. And so this guy, the couple have two kids. The boy is called Ukwagala. The girl is called Osanyu. Okay? They're young kids. And for some reason, the guy decided not to what? Not to put a gate at his the entrance. So he has a wall, but no gate. At Simani. Anyway, sometimes I walk to that lane just to go to say hi to what? Remember, there's no gate, so I just what? Yeah. Then when I get there, like, Sanyu, okay? For some reason, well, not for some reason, but there's one which baby girls are more, you know, So I don't say, Kwagara, what is Mbanjagaradi? Anyways, Sanyu, then she hears me, Maybe she's far. Then the maids, like they hear me and they see me. What? They say, Sanyu, Mkwano Gwaze, your friend has come. Then she comes, like in the house, like the sitting room, and then we just, when she's in the house and flashes, what? Sometimes the door is open, so she opens the door, then begin to jazz. Okay, so she's learning English and Luganda at the same time. Okay? So when she speaks Uganda, like it's interesting for what? Like a young child who knows English and Uganda, yeah? But you can see her now perfecting both languages at the same time. And so we talk, we send you, then ask her. There was a time when she said, my daddy calls mommy babe. Then she laughed, ha 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 ha. Like, I wondered why she laughed. Like, why did she think it was something? What? Yeah? Daddy, Aita, mommy, babe. You know, and she laughed, ha ha, you know, like a child, we were laughing like that. Ha 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 ha. Like when she said it, she also laughed. So, you remember, which is like three or four, you know, Then anyway, so I always go and she comes and we talk, you know, in Uganda. Because I like to hear who speak Uganda. You know, like a kid who's balancing English and Uganda, eh? This way in which the Uganda, like you, anyway, it sounds good. So anyway, this kid, so one time I go there, then she stands at the door, brother, she opens, then she comes out, then we talk, then later, she said that, you know, we'll come, like, you know, we'll climb the steps and come in. Come, you know. So Bambi, I could sense that what? This child loves me. She's like, now, because she's like, you're my friend, you always come here, so as in, come, enter. Then, of course, for me, I knew I can't, you know, like, you know, as in, yes, even then, for what? Because the parents are not there, you know? And she's like, come. Like, she didn't understand why I'm not what? Why I'm not there. Come, Django, Yingila, what, you know? You know, eh? Hey, then at a certain point, she ran. She, first of all, when she first called the maid, she said, "Baba, what's there? Jango buse mkwano guange, jango mubuz." Then they couldn't hear. Then she went and ran. "Mujam buse mkwano guange." Now, eh? Man, you remember this little child? Eh? So. There's way in which man that just ministers to you, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Like even us men, eh? I local about a feeling, man. They can little girl say, "Mukwano kwange," you know. Then the maids were forced to come, man. They say, "Why, yeah." One of the maids is old, so they call her what? Mukade. So she go, "Mukade. Then she had nothing to do, so she came. Then after they what? Greeted me. They told her, "Ukati omutima ugumude, orokuba utubuziza mkwano go." Yeah? As in now, your heart is at rest because we have greeted your friend, you know, eh? Then the last time I went there, like 2 weeks ago, now they were in the, anyway, we just through the, what, bedroom window. I think they stepped on the bed or something like that. Eh? With Sanyu and Kwagala. So we talked what, then they were eating something, I think, bagia. So we talked. Then later, Sanyu looks at me, you know, she's eating. Then later, she looks at me and says that, "Oyagala bagia, kwata bagia." Like she pulled out one thing, say, "Kwata bagia." Ma, I was feeling good. You see a child who loves you, man. "Kwata bagia." You know, eh? "Kwata bagia." Now you could see the difference between a baby girl and a boy. Guy, yeah, you tabili, you could just, but the girl, and that's how girls grow up and then become what? Mothers, eh? There's one which mothers are more, eh? What did they marry what? Really, will a guy come, what did they marry what? But it's mothers who say, "What did they marry, you know? Rachi, Rudewo, Chichi, you know, eh?" So you can see now she's beginning. So she looks at me, they say, "Wagara bagia," you know, eh? And that time her voice was a bit hoarse. "Wagara bagia," you know, eh? Ma, you know, when you experience those things, you're like, you just see that it is God who has arranged this one just to touch your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then there's something else which she told me. There was a time when I went to say hi to her with this Mutoro young man who was here a few weeks ago. So we went, I just them. Then the following day, I went alone. Then Usanyu was like, "Mukwano gwa aluwa." You know, "Gwa jana eluli, aluwa." Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that, man, you know, just. But the point I'm trying to make is that she's behaving like that towards me, okay, because I always go and we talk, you know. So she senses someone who loves her. Glory be to God. And now I get to be loved. Isn't it? Hallelujah. And now I've never spanked her because I can't spank her, isn't it? She's not my child. So for her, she will never think that I don't love her. That this guy used to love me, now he has changed. He has spanked me. Eh? For what, doing what? you know what I mean, eh? Because that's what happens, eh? As adults, the Lord disciplines us, and, you know, we're like, hey, really, is this love, you know? Hallelujah. Amen? But I'm trying to say that when we comprehend how much the Lord loves us, we shall love him in return. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The other week, I listened to, there's a soldier, a retired soldier called Major Raboni. Hmm? By the way, Andrew, did you show Glory that like a video I sent you? Wakamulaga? Kamu nyumila? Oba? Yakugamba todangamu? Eh? That was Wanko the Sani. Yeah, you come. There's a video. Now it is a real stuff. Soldiers were training young men to be soldiers. So this video, basically now they have a young man. And the game must have been so young, less than 18. So this soldier, the trainer, and they are in a line, man. They're teaching them how to shoot. So now this, the trainer, got this guy, Nwakwate Moon. You know, eh? Hey, guy, shot, man. It's a young guy who's waiting. Took off, man. Then the soldiers ran after him, kuja, kuja, kuja. Like, but you can see a guy is scared, man. Then the person who sent it to me or to us on a group wrote and said that, oh no, an asshole. My guy, you know, the guy took off, man, they ran after, could, and they were laughing, man. So I think they're used to that stuff. Anyways, so I told Andrew to send it to the wife for some reason. Hallelujah. Anyway, there's a soldier, a retired soldier called Major Rabon. Okay? Now, this guy joined the Bush War, okay, like in 85. Remember, the Bush War began in 81 to 86. So, around 85, okay, the war had gone like to Toro, eh? That side. So, it is at that point that he joined. He's a brother of the late Mayombo. So he joins. Now the person who, so anyway, they went ready to what? To join the army. Him and I think his brother, Mayombo. Anyway, so the first person they encountered was a soldier who used to be called Fred Rijema. Okay? Fred Rijema. The guy writes and says that Fred Rijema liked him. Okay, so he recruited him. Then at a certain point, he goes on to say how, man, like Rijema was so, like you couldn't afford but to like him. You know, the people who have that thing, you, man, the guy, you just fall in love with what? The person. Okay, those who have met Museveni say that he has a little of it. Some of that touch. And his brother, and I hear that his brother is even what? More. That you, man, like Salif, that he likes people, and man, you just start liking him, man. And so the guy was recruited by Rijema. Rijema liked him. Then they became friends in the what? In the war. After the war, they were still friends. Now, Rijema, of course, was more what? senior, and this, you know, but still the guy would go and visit him and they talk. Then he would tell him about Rwanda, how they were expelled from Rwanda, you know. And the guy said, man, okay, when you ever decide to go back, like to fight, to go back, let me know. Okay, I'll come with you. Remember, Rwanda has no Rwandese blood. But because of Rejema, a Mnyarwanda who loves him, you understand? The guy say, man, whenever you're ready one day and you decide to go and fight, please let me know. I'll come and fight on your behalf. Okay? And that's exactly what happened. One day, okay, Rejema calls him. The adults here know Rejema, isn't it? Okay? He calls him. He's like, now, there are things you always what? You told me about that you want to fight for us. Banyarwanda, we're going tomorrow. So come. Then the guy said, okay, let me first go and get my stuff. So Rejema looked at the guy and was like, I think this guy is spinning. He wants to what? to take off. So he gave him a truck or like a pickup and soldiers to go with him to get the stuff. So that he doesn't what? But the guy said that I wasn't running away. I was going to get my stuff and also steal Ugandan guns. Okay? To go and fight for this Mnyarwanda guy who loves me. You know, and so they went. But Bambi, unfortunately, Rejema was killed on day one. Rejema was killed on day one. Okay? So the guy was like, okay, the guy I loved, the guy who loved me, has died, and I joined this because of him, has died. But he's like, no, I can't what? I can't go back to Uganda. Okay, I honor him. He continued to fight. He became a captain like until the end of the war. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you can see he was reciprocating love. Okay? Hallelujah. In fact, even right now, he's honored in Rwanda. In fact, when Rejema died, these other Rwandese soldiers, they were not sure whether the guy was going to stay. They were always suspicious that the guy might defect. Because they used to tell him, but you're not a Mnyarwanda. And you're in this war, man. You know that you can die. You know, eh? And the guy stayed until the end. He even learned Kinyarwanda. Okay? When Kagame took over after the death of Rejema, okay, like he made him a big man in the Rwandese army because he was trained, he had gone to Chuba, you know, a non-Ugandan, a non-Rwandese, thank you so much. So they recognize that this guy really loves us, okay, but he loved them because he was loved by what? A Mnyarwanda soldier. Glory be to God. Okay, the way Sanyu loves me. Hallelujah. Hey, being loved by a child, it is so wonderful. Glory be to God. The other day I was at the airport. Okay? Then there was this very beautiful lady. And she had a beautiful little girl. Okay? So they were waiting for someone. Nowhere. It's called what? Arrivals, So I was there to pick Geraldine and the kids and this beautiful lady with her very beautiful child, okay? Little girl. So for some reason, the kid, what? We came around me, okay? Then I touched her a bit. Then she came back. There I could see the mother, like she didn't know what to do. The kid is playing with a stranger, so she's what? But watch, you know. So my the kid, then she came and sat somewhere. Then I also did this. Then she did this. Then I did this also. Then she came again. Anyhow, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So even that kid man just loved me. You can see the mother is, you know, Then I turned away. Then the mother called out, "Wow, daddy is coming. Come, hey, daddy. Hey." And that was the end of our love ship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But when you comprehend how much the Lord loves you, you will love him in return. I've read, I think I heard it from Kenneth Hagin and some other guys who have ever seen with Jesus, before you have ever seen Jesus. Okay? They say that when the thing that strikes you when Jesus appears to you, it is his eyes. Like the eyes of love. Okay? And Rick Jones, I say that when you ever meet Jesus, you can't afford but to love him. Hallelujah. Because he exudes love for you. Glory be to God. Now, the Lord loves us. And he wants us to comprehend that love. Okay? And when we comprehend that love, we shall be able to what? Love him in return. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.